Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I honestly didn't think it was possible for the President of the United States to confuse himself, confuse the reporter, and confuse all of America in one nonsensical clip. But Donald Trump was able to pull that off by weaving together multiple issues in a quite senile and concerning manner. You know, it's especially rich because every single attack that was levied against Joe Biden from Donald Trump has proven to be more applicable to Trump himself. When it comes to age, this clip right here is worse than any clip from the Biden era. When it comes to the quote-unquote auto pen that they accuse Biden of using, Trump is the one who has signed thousands of pardons, but dozens of which he can't even name the person who he pardoned, like the former president of Honduras, who is a drug kingpin. Trump knows nothing about it, yet he pardoned him. The leader of Binance, the founder of Binance, who also helped smuggle drugs and sex trafficked, he got pardoned, and Trump said he knew nothing about it. So all of these attacks are so applicable to Donald Trump, but this clip in particular is a great example of a president that is one step away, one inch away from senility. This clip will leave you wondering, what do Alex Pretty, drug dealers, and water have in common? And if you're confused, then that's the point, because they have nothing in common. Trump just weaves together multiple issues, therefore confusing everybody in the room. Before I play for you the most viral clip that has gained millions of views overnight, let me show you his answer regarding Jeffrey Epstein, because this one was even more odd. Trump has now softened on Bill Clinton in particular, because Bill and Hillary are trying to testify in front of Congress in order to gain leverage by then saying, hey Trump, we testified, you have to as well. So now Trump is weirdly backing off and saying, I don't really like the way people are going after Bill Clinton. Like, dude, you're the one who has been making the allegations against Bill Clinton, now Trump wants to back off. He also claimed that he's already been gone after, but he then refers different indictments for business fraud. He's a mess.
NBC News broke the story today, I don't know if you saw it, that the Democrats are already saying, if you bring President Bill Clinton and he has to testify, we're bringing President Trump. What do you say to that?
Well, I think they might say that, you know, but they've already brought me. See, I've been brought. They had me indicted many times.
And the president had some surprising thoughts about former President Bill Clinton.
It bothers me that somebody's going after Bill Clinton. See, I like Bill Clinton. I still like Bill
Clinton. What do you like about him?
I liked his behavior toward me.
It bothers him that somebody's going after Clinton. It's the Republicans in Congress who have been trying to subpoena Clinton. And Democrats joined because they realized it's actually a really smart leverage play. If the Clintons agree to this, then Trump has no out. He has no choice but to do the same thing. And Trump realizes he's cornered.
I thought he got me. He understood me. You know, he was the one that said very famously that you don't want to run against Trump when there were 18 people. It was 18 people, including me, total. And he kept telling them, you don't want to run against Trump.
It's really interesting how he's all of a sudden very sympathetic to Bill Clinton right when Clinton has leverage over him once again. As Micah points out, Epstein bros stick together. But then it gets even more odd. By the way, if you appreciate the videos on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like. You guys are the absolute best, and we are building one of the strongest, smartest pro-democracy communities. Genuinely, we've built a community of like-minded individuals who are pushing towards a better America, towards a better world. So make sure you subscribe below to join this community. Let's move on to this next clip in which Trump says that Alex Pretty and Renee Nicole Good were not angels. He's using the classic, they were no angels argument. It's the same argument they use to justify the execution of George Floyd, for example. They say that George Floyd was no angel. And the reality is, yeah, he had had some crimes in his past, but that is completely separate from the fact that he was executed on the street by a police officer with no judge, jury, trial, no due process by one white dude who had a knee on his neck. That is not how the process works, and that is especially not how it works in this situation as well, with BPD agents or ICE agents unilaterally killing people.
Happy with the two incidents. It's not, you know, it's both of them, not one or the other. He was not an angel. And she was not an angel. You know, you look at some tapes from back, but still, I'm not happy with what happened there. Nobody could be happy, and ICE wasn't happy either. But I'm going to always be with our great people of law enforcement, ICE, police. We have to back them. If we don't back them, we don't have a country. You may be happy with...
In order to back the blue in a responsible way, you need to be willing to call out the police officers or ICE agents who were ruining the reputation of some well-meaning police officers that are in the force. Secondly, is Donald Trump of all people seriously going to use the he was no angel, she was no angel argument to justify the execution of someone? I mean, what if we carried that logic through? What if something horrific happened to Donald Trump and then we just said, well, he was in the Epstein files, he was no angel, he botched the response of COVID and slashed USAID, which led to the deaths of hundreds of thousands to millions of people, he was no angel himself. Look at the way he talked about Rob Reiner. This logic is not only self-defeating and just not how we look at justice in modern-day America, but also... Alex Preddy and Renee Nicole Good were almost close to angels. I mean, Alex Preddy, we can take him in particular. He was an ICU nurse who spent his last moments helping somebody who was pushed to the ground. Renee Nicole Good was a mother who was well-meaning. She was just trying to get away in her car. But Alex Preddy is like the perfect distillation of somebody who was executed while trying to help somebody else. Like, whose side do you think Jesus would be on in this situation? Would Jesus be on the side of the masked ICE agent who said, fucking bitch, after he killed Renee Good? Or would he be on the side of the two beings who were trying to help their country, stand up for their country? What a despicable clip from Donald Trump. Now, this is the one where he's so incredibly confused. It went super viral because he goes from talking about immigration to Alex Preddy to water. Then the journalist gets confused. Like, what do you mean water? Boats? What do you...
You do thousands of arrests. You arrest thousands of rapists. You arrest thousands of the worst people. You arrest the drug dealers. I mean, we had drug kingpins. We had murderers. Thousands. No incident. We bring them back to their country. Two people. It's bad. I hate it. I hate even talking about it. Two people out of tens of thousands. Okay? Mm-hmm. And you get bad publicity. Nobody talks about all of the murderers that were taken out of our country. They don't talk about...
But it was two Americans.
They don't talk about, we have the smallest drugs. As an example, we've been very tough on the waters and soon, you know, pretty much overall.
How did we go from Renee Nicole Good and Alex Preddy to being tough on waters?
On the waters and soon, you know, pretty much overall.
The waters? What is this dude talking about? Let me go back one second just so I can show you how deranged and confusing his speech pattern is.
Nobody talks about all of the murderers that were taken out of our country. They don't talk about...
But it was two Americans.
They don't talk about,
you know?
We have the smallest drugs. As an example, we've been very tough on the waters and soon, you know, pretty much overall.
If you look at the
waters where we knock out boats, each boat that we knock out, we saved 25,000 American lives.
Oh, if you look at the boats in the waters. No, the thing is, even if you carry Trump's logic to its natural extension, if each boat in the water that we blew up saved 25,000 lives, him pardoning Juan Orlando Hernandez, the former Honduran president, therefore cost 6 million U.S. lives if you do the conversions, because that man, the former president of Honduras, allowed a bunch of tons. It was like 500 tons of cocaine into the United States. From there, it gets worse. Trump talks about how his FBI is trying to grab voter data from Georgia. Georgia is a state that he claims he won in 2020, but over 60 different courts shot down every single claim of voter fraud that Trump and his team pushed forward. And this is when he was the president. He was the president of the United States taking these cases, and Republican judges were saying, dude, there's no evidence of voter fraud here whatsoever. So now, he's still trying to relitigate the 2020 election, and he's having Tulsi Gabbard, his director of national intelligence, who is quite literally a Russian stooge, go look at the evidence, grab voter data, and then report back to him. Take a look at his answer.
Speaking of counties, what is happening in Fulton County?
I'm not doing anything, but the FBI went in, because it's been under review for years. The cheating that took place in Fulton County and in that particular
state. Nobody knows what's in the warrant.
What are you going to find out? Look, why would anybody be upset that they went in and they got the ballots, I guess, right? Again, they did this. That's been under review and under investigation for 4 years. And now they got a court order. You know, they got a court order signed by
a
respected but liberal judge, signed a court order allowing them to go and pick them up. Well, you're going to know what the ballot's safe because they're right now inspecting the ballot. I'm not involved in it, but they are inspecting and checking the ballot.
Why is Tulsi Gabbard?
In the state of Georgia, they did multiple audits, multiple risk-limiting audits, and multiple ballot audits after the 2020 election because Trump and the Republican Party requested. The governor of Georgia and the secretary of state of Georgia, Raffensperger, were Republicans. They are Republicans. Raffensperger was well-respected in his state, and he was pressured by Donald Trump to flip the results. Even this Republican stood firm and said, dude, there's no evidence of fraud. Now, 4 or 5 years later, that Donald Trump is back in power, he's trying to claim that there was fraud and he's going to go back and find it. He's then asked if he'll trust the results of the midterms if he loses.
Happen.
Will you trust the results of the midterms if Republicans lose control of Congress?
I will, if the elections are honest. Look, I want the last one that wants to complain. I just had a great election.
Okay, that was the funniest thing. That may have been the most senile thing I've ever heard Trump say. He says he'll only trust the results if he thinks it's a fair election. Then he said he's the last person to complain about election results. You're joking here. I'm gonna leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.